Well, when you finish completing Shakespeare's canon, what do you do next? Well, you do it all again in one night. Joining me here from the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company is Gina Vella. She is the Director of Education and Communication for Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Welcome, Gina.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on completing the canon. I know it took a while.
It did. It took 20 years. That's right.
And now you're going to do it again in one evening.
That's right. We thought, well, 20 years for the whole thing, but let's just do it all again in 90 minutes this summer.
And that is with a fan favorite at Shakespeare, and that's the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged.
Yes, we've done it several times before, and every time we do it, people just rave and ask when we're going to do it again. And what's fun about this production is we're sort of giving the whole set, the costumes, everything a new makeover. And it's a new three guys, so if you've seen it before, it's going to have different gags, be a lot of fun, different than the last time you've seen it.
Yeah, as you said, you're going to be doing this in 90 minutes, so obviously it's not every play all the way through.
That's true. Some just get a mention, but they do really focus on Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet, so they're some of the more well-known ones, so a more wider audience gets all the jokes, and it's very fun.
And you say you got three new guys this year.
We do. Nick Rose is returning. He's joined by Justin McCombs, and Jeremy Dubin is brand new to this production. And of course, as we're putting together all the Shakespeare plots, there are female roles. So one of those gentlemen is the lucky gentleman that has to wear all the dresses.
Now, of course, Nick, Justin, and Jeremy are resident company members.
That's right.
And they've been doing Shakespeare for what? I know Nick has been doing Shakespeare almost as long as I have.
Yes, he has. He's been with us from the beginning.
So they've got some familiarity with the show. Do they find new things or do they find things that make them laugh in this?
Yeah, and I think it surprises them too when the audience laughs at things that maybe they weren't expecting. And that's why when we get our first audiences in there in those previews, they really adjust their gags and have a lot more fun to see what this batch of audience is going to be into.
And we should say that this is going to open this Friday, July 25th.
That's right.
And it's going to run through August the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
It's a limited run.
It's sort of our season kickoff a little bit, sort of in the late summer there. But there's productions on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and Sunday matinee. And we have another Saturday matinee in there as well.
And this gives the rest of the company a chance to rest up for next season.
That's true, yes. Rest up. And I think we're beginning rehearsals for The Great Gatsby in the middle there and everything. So give those three guys, they're the ones working hard for a little bit of the summer there.
Well, the summer's not over yet. The summer actually has another favorite event from Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, and that's their Summer Parks Tour.
The Free Shakespeare in the Park Tour opens on August 1st. It's sponsored by PNC this year. We're pretty excited about it. We're doing a Midsummer Night's Dream in Macbeth, and we've never had this many locations before. We've got 26 shows crammed in between August 1st and August 29th. And this is all of our new company members, so it's like Shakespeare boot camp for them.
This is the new company members who will also be touring with the educational program.
Absolutely, and appearing on our main stage downtown.
You're doing Macbeth and you're doing Midsummer Night's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are out in the park and they see people running around either in togas or kilts, they'll kind of know something's going on.
They will. That's right. Absolutely. And if you haven't been in a while, we've kind of jazzed up the production. We've got microphones now, bigger costumes, bigger sets. So, you know, it looks a little different than maybe you've seen in past years, which is great.
You mentioned you've got some new locations this year.
Yeah, for the first time, we're going to be in Price Hill. Up at Hamilton, they've got this beautiful new amphitheater, the River's Edge Amphitheater. We're going to be in Milford for the first time, out in Blue Ash for the first time, and a couple other spots off with 26 there. But I'm from Westchester myself. We're going to Westchester. So I always love when we can bring things not just downtown, but also out into the areas and cities around.
And this is not only in the Cincinnati side of the river. You've got some Northern Kentucky locations as
well. We do, yes. We're down in Northern Kentucky at the Boone Woods Park, as well as going out to Maysville, Kentucky, which is a little bit farther out for us. But we always get a good audience out there as well.
Now, I also know there's some familiar locations that you've been at the past, including your, I believe it's your closing performance of Macbeth at Season Good Pavilion.
That's right. And our opening one is there as well on August 1st.
It's sort of a bookend thing. I know that I did the very first tour you all did with Much Ado About Nothing. We opened at Season Good Pavilion. So I'm sure that's a special place for the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company.
Yeah, we try and use that one all the time. It just always hits the biggest crowds. And what's fun about this year is we open on August 1st, which is also the first night of Luminosity. So any folks that weren't able to get their tickets for Friday night, it's free. You're welcome to come and see some Shakespeare that evening.
And you are performing almost every day in August.
Yeah, every day. They have Monday off, and there's one day where they have a double header. We're going to do a matinee and an evening show, double Macbeths that day.
Now, once this is over, you've already mentioned you're going to go ahead. Everybody's going to be getting geared up for The Great Gatsby, which brings us into the 2014-15 season.
That's right. And our kickoff show is The Great Gatsby. It's a new stage adaptation. It's a regional premiere here. And they're going to start rehearsals right in the middle of the park tour. And it opens on September the 5th.
And the rest of the season, we can give us a little preview. We'll bring you back and
sure,
talk about it.
Sure. Well, for Halloween, we're doing The Birds, a new stage version of that. We're doing Shakespeare's this year. We've got The Comedy of Errors, Henry V, and The Taming of the Shrew. We also have a new stage adaptation of Little Women going on this winter. We're bringing back Waiting for Godot, which we haven't done in years and is heavily requested by our audience. And then we're closing the season with this new West End smash hit, One Man, Two Governors. Our artistic leadership, who actually has recently visited London, always to see the new shows. They were raving about this one. So I'm very excited to see it as well.
And of course, we can't forget the holidays.
That's right. And at Christmas time, we're doing The Comedy of Errors. And we will have our favorite Every Christmas Story Ever Told going on in December, which is very similar to the complete works of William Shakespeare. Same kind of format, three guys. Well, in that case, there's a gal and two guys burst through all of the Christmas carols and stories.
Now, you're director of education communication, and you actually got some really good news this year.
We did. We found out we're going to be part of the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts program, Shakespeare in American Communities. And this is for our production of Henry V going on this spring. And through that extra support from them, we'll be able to bring in more students from more disadvantaged schools so they get to experience Shakespeare for the first time.
And this includes not only public schools and private schools and charter schools, but also homeschooling.
We have a lot of homeschool students that come and see all of our matinees during the year.
So it sounds like there's a whole lot going on, as usual, at the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company.
Yes, that's right.
If you'd like to find out more about Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's production of the complete works of William Shakespeare, their free summer park tour, and their new season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Gina Vella, the Director of Education and Communication for Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Thank you so much for joining us, Gina.
Thanks for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.